This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Our Wollongi Hill repeater, VK5RSV 2 metres, and our APRS Digipeter are back on the operational antennas after the tower works has now been completed, with IRLP and AirCo Link enabled. On the 3rd of August at 7:30 p.m. at our Skark Club rooms at Seaford Meadow Scout Hall Railway Parade, a tech talk will be given by Grant, VK5GR, on RTTY and RTTY contesting. The VK5ARC Club call sign will again this year be competing in the Lighthouse Lightship Weekend from Point Malcolm, and we look forward to the contacts. Our station number is AU0029. 73s from Nathan, VK5DAD, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. Well, this week's been a bit of a lull in the storm, except in our house. It's been a bit of a batten down the hatches. We've all succumbed to the dreaded lurgy and have caught the bug. At least it isn't COVID. Don't forget that if you want to reserve a place on the next John Dawes session on Writing for Radio, you need to drop me an email reserving your spot. We're hoping that we can get similar numbers to those who participated in John's last session. This one will be run on Saturday the 5th of August at 10 a.m. in the Hewitt Room, the Blackwood Uniting Church. Please see the flyer attached to the email for this. Next month, the general meeting on Thursday the 17th of August will be having a presentation on astronomy by Kim Thalassoudis from the Astronomical Society of South Australia. More information on this in the coming weeks, but I assure you it will be very interesting. You should have all received an email with the questionnaire as an attachment on Friday. And if you didn't, it means that I don't have a current email address for you, so you'd better send me one. Send it to president@ahars.au. Don't forget that this is your chance to tell us about all the good and bad and your hopes and expectations for the club. We are hoping that everybody will be honest and open with their responses. For those that don't have or use email, we will have hard copies at future Saturday sessions and club meetings. A reminder for the next Saturday session by John Dawes, VK5BJE, on Writing for Radio, please see the flyer attached to the email. And don't forget to email me either at r.john.kent@gmail.com or president@ahars to reserve your spot. There's plenty of spaces available. We may be having a Saturday session coming up on the practical use of FT8 on HF bands, if I can get my ass into gear and put it together. Watch this space. The information on our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2 meter net, 147.00 on VK5RAD at 2000. It's a general chat about what we have all been doing and anything of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and overcome the jitters of being on air. And you don't have to be an AHARS member to join in. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19:30, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX net, the ANZA Australia, New Zealand and Africa net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net and you have to wait for your turn to give reports. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 a day, and it'd be a great platform for those wanting to work towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. but all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all our members. And that's all for now from me, so stay happy and keep making contacts. Stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs, especially the cold. Cheers, and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I informed you of David, VK5DG-9 satellite activations from Norfolk Island. Hopefully a few of you may have had a contact or two with him. Of course, he will be at home again by the time that you listen to this. Our group has had some positive activity with regard to new members over the past few months. One very recent addition to the flock is in the process of going for his licence, and we have at least two others who have expressed interest in doing the same. This is keeping our hard-working education officer Tim, VK5AV, very busy, as he also holds a very demanding position in a very large Australian corporation, which sees him travelling and being away from home on a significant number of weeks per year. We appreciate all Tim's efforts, and he has done an outstanding job in helping a number of members to obtain their licence, or in some cases to upgrade. We have a number of outstanding members who put a great deal of effort into helping the club to grow. The most consistent of these would be our hard-working repeater committee, which is very ably led by John, VK5DJ. He has been assisted by Norbert, VK5MQ, Peter, VK5BE, Brian, VK5VI, who has selflessly devoted many hours in helping with the development of technical projects and fault finding, Owen, VK5HOS, Colin, VK5DK, Tom, VK5NFT, David, VK5HDW, and many others as needed. My sincere apologies if I have left anyone out. Without the input of these generous individuals, our group would languish and slowly fade away. No doubt your clubs also have a number of dedicated individuals without whom the club would wither and die. It's time for us ordinary members who reap the benefit of the efforts that these people put in to say a massive thank you for all that they do. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 73 from Surge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5 Quebec India, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, then today, around about midday, we're running a VI25 AREG Picnic in the Park event at the Parawira Conservation Park, and all are welcome. We plan to set up a few HF stations and activate the park for the Worldwide Flora and Fauna Award while having a barbecue lunch. I'm also told there might even be some 25th anniversary cake. We'll also have a fox hunting course set up around the area, with plenty of equipment for anyone wanting to try out fox hunting for the first time. We'll be on site around about midday, and you can find out more information about our location in the park on the AREG website. Our 25th anniversary special event call sign is of course still active, and as of last weekend we achieved the milestone of having worked 100 different countries with this call sign, so thanks to all the operators. Upcoming activations of the call sign include this Sunday morning on 6 metres on 53.1 MHz AM mode at 10:30 in the morning. There will also be a net on the central VK5 link repeater network on the 6th of August at 10 AM. We're also regularly activating the call sign on HF, mainly using FT8, single sideband and CW. Still on VI25 AREG, we're planning a Project Horus high altitude balloon launch. This will be launch number 60 for Project Horus, and we're currently expecting to fly an SSTV image transmitter along with a new high-quality imagery payload. The launch dates for this is tentatively scheduled for Sunday the 13th of August, but this could slip a week depending upon the weather. You can find out more information about this launch, including how to track and receive telemetry and live imagery from the flight on the AREG website. Finally, our next general business meeting will be on August the 18th. The presentation will be from Dave Neudig, entitled Ionosphere 101. Dave will cover the general theory of ionosphere propagation and how you can make use of various free tools provided by our local space weather service and others. As usual, you can find out more about all these events by visiting the ARIG website at www.arig.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Sir Lancelot is again away this week. The technical meeting on Friday was an excellent presentation by Tim Dixon, VK5ZT, on optical communications. Tim gave us an insight into distance records broken and then rebroken, and his experiments that not only have included local operation, but worldwide. Well done, Tim. Your presentation was well received by members. Our VHF repeater installation is still work in progress. We have been plagued with varying interference sources that need to be eliminated bit by bit. Some appear to be impossible to eliminate, but with the help of the right people, we think we have answers. My appreciation to all those who have helped so far and continue to be part of this project. The next regular meeting of the club will be Friday the 11th of August, and the topic for the night will be advised in next week's broadcast. Well, that's all for this week. This has been Brian, VK5VI, for the Northeast Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.